And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans. I'm Michael Lindblom, and we are brought to you by the Till Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Till Kilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes at a Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till Kilt Girls. For more information on Till Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And today's date is April 16th, and as everyone's noticed already, you didn't hear Haley. Here's the situation. Due to Haley's schedule being hectic, you know, being an NWHL player, the training that she's got to put in, it's making it harder for her to do the show. So starting next week, I am going to have two co-hosts. They'll either rotate or both be on at the same time. It's going to be Haley Williams and my friend Dixon Kendrick. The two of them, they're going to hash it out. I'm going to give them the recording schedule of when we record the show. If Haley can do it, awesome. If not, you'll be hearing Dixon. Sometimes you'll be hearing them both. Hopefully you'll hear them both a lot throughout the playoffs, but only time will tell. And obviously, Haley does a good job on the show. She communicates well with me on this stuff. So her spot on this show is 100% secure. Things happen, you know. Her schedule's tough. It's very busy. You know, sometimes you just, you know, this is a small podcast. I understand. So her top priorities are obviously training for the NWHL, and I respect that. And like I said, her spot on this show is 100% secure. So today I'm going to be going solo. Next, when we come back on Tuesday, you'll either hear Haley or Dixon or both. And then we'll just keep going from there, and whoever's on the show is on the show, and they're going to be doing a good job, as always. So, starting off with the first round of the playoffs, the very first game, the very first day, which was on the 13th, Chicago Blackhawks versus the St. Louis Blues, Game 1. The lineup for the Blackhawks was Andrew Ladd with Jonathan Toews and Marian Hossa, Artemi Panarin with Artem Anisimov and Patrick Kane, Brandon Machinter with Tuvu Teravainen and Tomas Fleischmann, Andre Desjardins with Marcus Kruger and Andrew Shaw. On defense was Trevor Van Riemsdyk with Nicholas Halmerson, Victor Svedberg with Brent Seabrook, Eric Gustafsson with Michael Roosevelt, and Corey Crawford in net. Then going into the first period at 3:20 into the first, Victor Svedberg was called for holding. Then at 13:17, Jay Bouwmeester was called for tripping. Then at 15:24, Alexander Steen was called for hooking. And then at 16:49, Carl Gunnarsson was called for hooking as well. And then at 18:39, Brent Seabrook was called for interference. At the end of the first, Chicago and St. Louis would be tied 0-0. Shots were 11-4 in favor of Chicago. Faceoffs were tied at 7 apiece. Hits were 16-7 in favor of St. Louis. And on the power play, the Blackhawks were 0-3, and the Blues were 0-1 with their second in progress. The Blackhawks had great puck control and were drawing penalties, which is good, but they are getting out-hit, which is not as good. The Blackhawks need to pick up the hitting game to keep themselves from being run down by the Blues' heavy game. Then the second period, Chicago would get called at 3:13, Michael Roosevelt for interference, and then at 18:41, Brandon Machinter would be called for tripping. At the end of the second, it would be still tied 0-0. Shots were 20-14 in favor of the Blackhawks. Faceoffs were 18 apiece. Hits were 28-11 in favor of the Blues, and the power play were 0-3 for both teams, but the Blues 4-1 in progress. And then this was a much slower period for both teams, which saw quality scoring chances at both ends of the ice. The Blackhawks need to pick up their physical game and continue to generate more quality scoring chances. Elliott and Crawford playing a hell of a game that game. And then going into the third period, 1:23 into the third, Robbie Fabry was called for tripping. And then at the end of the third period, it was still tied, nothing-nothing. Shots were 28-16 in favor of the Blackhawks. Faceoffs were 26-25 in favor of the Blackhawks. And hits were 41-19 in favor of the Blues. Both teams were 0-4 on the power play. Then going into the first for the third period, another great period of playoff hockey by the Blues and Blackhawks. The Blues kept the physical game going, but defensively the Blackhawks kept the Blues scoring chances to a minimum with only two shots on goal in the second or in the third period. Then going into the first overtime, St. Louis penalty at 7 seconds in as Colton Pareko is called for delay of game. But at 9:04 on what was a broken play, David Backes would score his first of the playoffs from Joe Bowmeister and Alex Petrangelo. St. Louis would go on the win game 1-1-0, shots of 35-18 in favor of the Blackhawks, faceoffs were 32-27 in favor of the Blues, hits were 41-24 in favor of the Blues, and the Blackhawks were 0-5, and the Blues were 0-4 on the power play. Really, really good game between these two teams. Obviously, like I said, Backes was able to score on a broken play in overtime. That's really what gets you the winners in overtime in playoffs. It's always those broken plays that happen. So, overall, great game between both teams. Hitting is a factor for the Blackhawks. They got out-hit severely in that game. But at the same token, the Blues didn't generate much offense because the Blackhawks, with the missing presence of Duncan Keith, were very well defensively in their own zone. And then for NHL news and notes for the 13th, earlier in that day, for Nazem Kadri and defenseman Morgan Rielly each signed a 6-year contract with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Financial details were not revealed, but TSN reported Kadri's contract has an average annual value of $4.5 million, and Rielly's contract is for $5 million per season. Jeff Zatkoff made the most of the opportunity with 35 saves and a 5-2 win against the New York Rangers in Game 1 of their Eastern Conference first-round series at Consol Energy Center. Patrick Hornquist had a hat-trick and assist for the Penguins, who took a 1-0 lead in the best-of-seven series. And for the third and final game of that day, Alex Killorn scored 8:52 into the third period to give the Tampa Bay Lightning a 3-2 win against the Detroit Red Wings at Amalie Arena on Wednesday in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference first round. Tampa Bay has a 1-0 lead in their best-of-seven series with Detroit. And with that, we are going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll be taking a look at the Caps-Flyers Game 1 and, of course, news and notes for April 14th as well. Looking for hockey cards to build your collection or that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player? Then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build my collection, and he'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to Donald at blake4av@aol.com. That's blake4av@aol.com. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk. Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans, Michael here. And we are also brought to you by AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 3rd through 5th, 2016, at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Adam West, Burt Ward, Peter Capaldi, John Barrowman, Kevin Smith, Riddle, and many others. For more information or to purchase tickets, please visit awesome-con.com. And moving on into the playoffs, we had Game 1 of the Flyers and the Caps on the 14th. The lineup for the Capitals was Alex Ovechkin, Nicholas Backstrom, TJ Oshie, Andre Burakovsky, Evgeny Kuznetsov, and Justin Williams, Jason Chimera with Mike Richards and Marcus Johansson, Daniel Winnick with Jay Beagle and Tom Wilson. Your defense pairings were Brooks Orpik with John Carlson, Carl Alzer with Matt Niskanen, Dmitry Orlov with Nate Schmidt, and Braden Holtby in the net. And going into the first period, John Carlson was called for hooking at 3:30. Then Brooks Orpik was called for illegal hit to the head at 7:50, and Brooks Orpik was then called for interference at 14:14. At the end of the first, the Caps and the Flyers were tied at 0 apiece. Shots were 11-8 in favor of the Flyers. Faceoffs were 9-8 in favor of the Flyers. Hits were 17-10 in favor of the Caps. The Flyers were 0-3 on the power play, whereas the Caps did not have one. This was an okay period for the Caps, but they must play more disciplined and stay out of the box. The Caps also need to get the puck down low and cycle it to wear down the Flyers' defense. Then, going into the second period, Mark Streit would be called for holding 2:57 into the second period. Then at 8:50, Dmitry Orlov would be called for tripping. And then at 13:28, Ryan White would be called for charging. And then at 16:02, Brandon Manning would be called for delay of game. And which, on that power play, at 16:20, John Carlson would score his first of the season, or the playoffs, from Marcus Johansson and Nicholas Backstrom. At the end of the second period, the Caps would be up 1-0. Shots were 22-15 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 22-15 in favor of the Flyers. Hits were 26-17 in favor of the Caps. And on the power play, the Flyers were 0-4 and the Caps were 1-3. This was a very strong period for the Caps. They put to play in the Flyers zone and work the Flyers defense. The Caps also were more disciplined this period and made all three of their power plays count as they used them to build momentum and create the tempo they needed to take over the game. In the third, the Caps need to continue playing the way they are and not take their foot off the gas. And then going into the third period, in what was a very, very penalty-filled third period, it started off 2:30 into the period when the Flyers bench was called for too many men on the ice, which Ryan White served. Then at 5:28, Sam Gagne got a double minor for high sticking. At 13:09, Tom Wilson got called for boarding and also a 5-minute major for fighting. And then Wayne Simmonds got 2 for roughing and a 5-minute major for fighting. Then at 14:29, Andre Burakovsky would be called for slashing, and Shane Gostisbehere would be called for interference. At 16:36, Jay Beagle would get his first of the playoffs from Marcus Johansson, which would be his second of the playoffs. And then Jacob Voracek would be called for roughing at the end of the game, along with Ryan White, who also got a 10-minute misconduct. And then Jay Beagle and Carl Alsner would also get 2 minutes for roughing at the end of the game as well. The Caps would go on to win 2-0. Shots were 31-19 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 31-26 in favor of the Flyers. Hits were 29-26 in favor of the Caps. And on the power play, the Flyers were 0-4 and the Caps 1-6. Key thing for that game for the Caps was they kept it going. The first period was not their best, but as the game continued to go on, they got better and better. They got more disciplined. The hit by Wilson was not a good one, but you know, it is what it is. He got 2 minutes. McDonald didn't seem to be injured. He was able to hop up right away. But at the same time, as dumb as a hit that was by Wilson, it was effective in another matter where it actually got Wayne Simmonds out of the game for the rest of the game. So there, you have to look at some positive from what happened. And then for the Caps, you know, just they used their power play effectively. They generated chances. They created a lot of momentum for themselves. They controlled the tempo. But at the same token, I thought the Flyers played a very competitive game. The one thing that will Caps have to do the rest of the series is not get suckered into all this fighting and after whistle nonsense, and just stick to their game. They just got to stick to their game, and hopefully the refs will be keeping their eyes on Braden Schenn, who left his feet 3 times and did an unnecessary hit on Carl Alsner at the end of the game, which caused that melee of bunch of penalties at the end of the game. And then going on to NHL news and notes for the 14th, Minnesota Wild forward Zach Parise could require season-ending surgery to repair a herniated disc, the Minneapolis Star Tribune reported. The Wild announced Wednesday that Parise would miss the first 2 games of the Western Conference first-round series against the Dallas Stars because of an upper body injury. Also, the New York Rangers recalled goalie Magnus Hellberg from Hartford of the American Hockey League on Thursday the 14th. The move comes the day after Henrik Lundqvist left Game 1 of the Eastern Conference first round at the Pittsburgh Penguins with an apparent right eye injury. For those who saw the game, Lundqvist took a stick to the eye, Mark Stahl stick, got right into where, right in the cage where, you know, if by off chance a stick or a puck can get in there. And then for the games that day on the 14th, Jamie Benn, Jason Spezza, and Patrick Eves combined for 7 points, and Kari Lehtinen made 22 saves to help the Dallas Stars to a 4-0 win against the Minnesota Wild at American Airlines Center in Game 1 of their Western Conference first-round series. It was the second playoff shutout of Lehtinen's career. The New York Islanders kept fighting back in Game 1 of their Eastern Conference first-round series against the Florida Panthers, and their captain led the way. John Tavares tied the game in the final minute of the second period instead of Kyle Poso's goal early in the third to help the Islanders defeat the Panthers 5-4 at BB&T Center, taking a 1-0 series lead. And then Joe Pavelski thought he was going to have to settle in for a much longer night, but his effort was the difference for the San Jose Sharks in a game full of close plays. Pavelski scored his second goal of the game 17 seconds into the third period, and the Sharks defeated the Los Angeles Kings 4-3 in Game 1 of their Western Conference first-round series at Staples Center. So with that, you can start seeing some series starting to pick up some momentum. But when we come back from break, we're going to look at Chicago-St. Louis Game 2, and then we're going to look at the NHL News and Notes of April 15th. Ladies and gentlemen, the MCW Spring Fever 2016 tour is coming to an end on Saturday, April 23rd at the MCW Arena in Joppa, Maryland. Come see Sean Waltman and Billy Gunn in action, plus come see, for a very special engagement, WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. For more information or to purchase tickets to the MCW Spring Fever 2016 tour finale, visit MarylandWrestling.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. Mike here, and we are also brought to you by CSA Shows. CSA Shows, place where you can go to meet your favorite athletes or celebrities, or just look for that right memorabilia for your collection, like game-worn jerseys, hockey cards, sports cards, trading cards, of whatever, all other types of kinds as well. And, of course, just announced for the July 15th or 17th show, the two-time WWE Hall of Famer, Ric Flair. And for more information, you can go to csashows.com. And for those curious why I'm doing plugs for other sponsors now as I enter, it is because with possible limited commercial breaks, it is easier to actually just do plugs now at the beginning of every time we come back from break, plus have whatever commercial breaks we can try to put in at the same time. So with that, we're going to jump right back into it. Last night's game between the Chicago Blackhawks and St. Louis Blues, Game 2, the lineup for the Blackhawks were Andrew Ladd with Jonathan Toews and Marian Hossa, Artemi Panarin with Artem Anisimov and Patrick Kane, Brandon Machinter, Tuvu Teravainen, and Tomas Fleischmann, Eric Desjardins with Marcus Kruger and Andrew Shaw. Then on defense, you had Duncan Keefe with Nicholas Halmerson, Victor Svedberg with Brent Seabrook, and Trevor Van Riemsdyk with Michael Roosevelt, with Corey Crawford in net. And going into the first period, it was St. Louis getting the first penalty at 6:25 when Patrick Berlin was called for high sticking. Then at 9:19, Artemi Panarin was called for high sticking as well. At the end of the first, it was tied 0-0. Shots were 7-2 in favor of St. Louis. Faceoffs were 8-3 in favor of Chicago. Hits were 14-13 in favor of St. Louis. And on the power play, Chicago did not have one, where St. Louis was 0 was 0-1, as was St. Louis. And I have no analysis. Unfortunately, fortunately for me, I was at a concert, but unfortunately, as a result of that, I was not able to watch the game last night. Hey, everyone deserves a night where they can just go out and have some fun, you know? I work hard for you guys doing this podcast. I put in a lot of hours doing this. I think I deserve a night off to go enjoy myself at a concert with some friends. So, I didn't see the game. I don't have analysis on this. But moving on, going into the second period, at 4:58, Joel Edmondson was called for interference. And then at 15:20, Vladimir Tarasenko would score his first of the playoffs from Jaden Schwartz and Yuri Laterra. Then Chicago would respond at 19:55, Duncan Keefe getting his first of the playoffs from Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews. Then at the 20-minute mark, at the end of the period, both Joel Edmondson and Richard Panik were called for roughing. And I don't know who Panik actually went in for. I'm a little confused how he's got called for roughing, and I don't know. I was working off the initial lineup that was originally put out before I went to the concert. At the end of the first, Chicago and St. Louis were tied at 1-1. Shots were 22-19 in favor of St. Louis. Faceoffs were 23-14 in favor of the Blackhawks. And hits were 32-19 in favor of St. Louis. Blackhawks were 0-2 on the power play, whereas the Blues were 0-1. And then going into the third period at 9:14, Andrew Ladd was called for cross-checking, and Robbie Fabry was called for embellishment. Then at 13:48, Vladimir Tarasenko was called for slashing. On that power play at 15:41, Andrew Ladd would score his first of the playoffs from Brent Seabrook and Patrick Kane. And then Chicago would get an empty net goal at 18:34 from Artemi Panarin, his first of the playoffs from Duncan Keefe. And then St. Louis would get a goal at 19:58 from Kevin Shattenkirk, his first of the playoffs from David Backes. However, Chicago would hold on to win the game 3-2. Shots were 31-29 in favor of St. Louis. Faceoffs were 36-28 in favor of the Blackhawks. And hits were 41-25 in favor of the Blues. Power play was 1-3 for the Blackhawks and 0-1 for the Blues. Key thing I can take out of this is that in the first period, the Blackhawks were right up there with St. Louis in the physicality, but they were outshot, which means to me that St. Louis controlled a lot of the tempo. But as the game went on, St. Louis would just continuously play their heavy game throughout and would get into the 40s again on their hits. Key thing for Chicago is that they got to, you know, get physical. They gotta, you know, stand up, because if they let St. Louis just continuously hit them. It's going to wear them down. You got to hit back. You got to wear them down just as much as they're going to try to wear you down as well. So with that, that was that. The Blackhawks tied the series at 1-1. They will now have a game 5. And moving on to the NHL news and notes from yesterday, Philadelphia Flyers center Sean Couturier will miss 2 weeks with an upper body injury per general manager Ron Hextall. Couturier was injured in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference first round against the Caps on Thursday when he fell into the boards after he was checked by Capitals captain Alex Ovechkin with 8:24 left in the second period. Couturier got up holding his left arm and skated to the bench. Then, Florida Panthers goalie Roberto Luongo said he had to be better in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference first-round series against the New York Islanders, and most definitely was. Luongo made 41 saves, and Riley Smith and Nick Bjugstad each had a goal and an assist when the Panthers defeated the Islanders 3-1 at BB&T Center last night. The Panthers tied the best-of-seven series 1-1. Game 3 is at the Barclays Center tomorrow. And then Tyler Johnson scored twice and had 2 assists to lift the Tampa Bay Lightning to a 5-2 win against the Detroit Red Wings in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference first round at Amalie Arena on last night. Tampa Bay has a 2-0 lead in their best-of-seven series with Detroit. Game 3 will be tomorrow at Joe Louis Arena. And Johnson has 6 points, 2 goals, and 4 assists in the first 2 games of this series. And Philip Forsberg has scored plenty of pretty goals in his young NHL career. His third period goal Friday last night in Game 1 of the Western Conference first round wasn't one of them, but it lifted the Nashville Predators to a 3-2 win against the Anaheim Ducks at Honda Center. Forsberg attempted a pass to Craig Smith from the left faceoff circle, but it hit Ducks defenseman Shea Theodore's skate near the crease and got past goalie John Gibson to put the Predators ahead for good at 10:25 of the third period. So Nashville is leading that series 1-0. Coming up next is we have today, Sunday, we have the Caps and the Flyers at 7 p.m. Then tomorrow we have Chicago and St. Louis, which is their game 3 at 3 p.m. And then on Monday the 18th, you have the Caps versus the Flyers at 7 p.m., their game 3, which will be at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. And then you will hear me back on air Tuesday night recording with either Haley or Dixon. We'll find out soon enough. I'll be finding out probably sometime tonight or tomorrow who will be on the show with me recording the podcast. And we'll be covering those 3 games. Of course, obviously NHL news and notes for each day as well to keep you up to date on what is going on in the other series as well and other little tidbits as well if contracts are signed or players are hurt and stuff like that. Please note, if you've noticed by this episode, there have been some changes, plugs at the beginning of every segment or when we come back from every break, plus the commercial breaks as normal. There'll be a change of co-host. You could hear Dixon 2 episodes in a row, then Haley, or Dixon, then Haley, Dixon, then Haley. So we got some changes coming around. A big part of it is that we want to give you the best playoff coverage we can give you. So again, thanks for listening to the Experience Hockey Talk. You can follow the podcast at Experience Hockey on Twitter and on Facebook at facebook.com/Experience Hockey Talk. And as always, we're brought to you by The Till Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Till Kilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes with a Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilda Kilt Girls. For more on Tilda Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And until next time, we will see you on the ice.